Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Talking some Penn State football with Greg Pickle. We are looking ahead to 2018, and it is almost upon us. I was just telling somebody, Greg, that you can only talk about and analyze all these different positions and stuff so often and for so long before you're so ready for football to actually begin. And so it's been a breath of fresh air, I'm sure, for a lot of fans, obviously for a lot of fans with football around the corner, but for us too with new information. It's been phenomenal to have football back, NFL, college, everything. So we're excited about that. And by the way, for the first weekend of the season, the Appalachian State game, our buddy Mark at GoPSURV.com is going all out. He's going to be renting RVs for half price for that first game of the year. It's a special deal for our Keystone Kickoff Show listeners. So if you've been thinking about getting an RV for a game up there, this is the opportunity you've been waiting for. The GoPSURV.com lot is just minutes away from Beaver Stadium. There's a free shuttle and a lot of other amenities too. And for that first week of the year especially, there's an open house from 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday and from 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday. It's a 3:30 p.m. kickoff. There's going to be 409 Tailgate Club barbecue happening. There's going to be some tailgate wine and some Labatt Blue beer too. So I don't think there's much to argue with there. Everything you could possibly want in a tailgate scene is there. You can come check it out, get some free food, free drink along the way. Check out what those things are all about. GoPSURV.com. And so we're continuing our series here, looking ahead at each position group. We're doing two in one with season makers. These are breakout picks. I think it's a little different than previewing the position, Greg. I wanted to kind of spotlight guys who – Penn State's season depends on their ability to take a step forward,
right,
and to go position by position and look at who's named a circle there. So we're looking at the offensive line, and we're looking at specialists. Let's go special teams in general, even including return guys. And so for the offensive line, this is a group as a whole. I think it's the position group for that needs to take a step forward for Penn State's offense to really resume where it's been the past two seasons, now post Joe Moorhead, post Saquon Barkley. So really, you can circle everybody in this group, Greg. The offensive line needs to be better. I think they will be.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, everything is in line for them to be better. It's the oldest group they've had. It's the most competitive group they've had from a depth standpoint and a practicing against each other standpoint. I mean, when you talk about iron sharpening iron, it wasn't always the case. It is now. So there's really no excuse for this group not to be a strength of the team this year. It's highly regarded from a recruiting perspective. It's well decorated from a actual legitimate playing time perspective. And it's an older veteran group that has taken seemingly steps forward every single year. And now most of these guys are in their last or second to last season for the most part as starters, at least three the five are. Penn State feels good about this group. It's going to have to see it in action, though. I mean, I think that's where most fans are. That's where I am at this point. We can talk to we're blue in the face about all the reasons this group should be better, all the things it can possibly do so that it, that it is a strength and that it is really a group that Penn State can only be proud of, but it can help win games and win games despite itself at times. But we have to see it in action first. And it's a little bit troubling that they maybe don't know who their top five are right now, but we still got, two and a half weeks left of camp to figure it all out.
Well, and let's just start right there with, I think the biggest variable out there is Michael Mennett, flip-flopping positions with Connor McGovern. It's been dangled out there. And at the start of camp, we've seen Michael Mennett at center and Connor McGovern at guard. I would say that a lot of this starting five up front depends on Michael Mennett's ability to really lock down that center job and put Connor McGovern in a place where apparently Matt Limegrover and James Franklin feel like he's best, and I think in both the short term and the long term, at guard. He's such a big guy, yeah. Greg, and he's so experienced and good. I think the offensive line is unquestionably better with Michael Mennett at center. Again, if he can hold up. So right there, Michael Mennett's name, it's a big piece of the puzzle when you're trying to forecast the starting five.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, when You know, there's no question, too, that McGovern was the best option at center for Penn State last year. This year, it's not the case. So I think the fact that he's so versatile and can move around is good, and it's key. But at the end of the day, your job as a head coach is to get your best five on the field at their best five positions. And I think what this does is it gives Mennett a chance to play some center, which he didn't play a ton of in high school, but Penn State's kind of always been grooming him for this role since he's gotten to college. So I think that it's sort of something they've worked on for a couple of years now. He's obviously had plenty of work as a center and as a guard. And if for some reason things don't work out, it's a simple fix. It's just a quick flip of those two back to the positions that we thought they might be in, say, back in January. But Penn State appears to be headlong down this path. I don't foresee them flipping course at any point in time. I just think that it's the best group that they can put on the field with Mennett at center and McGovern guard.
And I would say probably the same thing for Will Fries at right tackle. I think it was last week or a couple weeks ago. I just felt like Penn State staff, they have to have some kind of preference on how this is going to play out. Certainly it's going to be an open competition, him and Chaz Wright. But I think the best combination includes Will Fries probably at right tackle for now. Ryan Bates, you know, at left tackle is reliable and he's good enough. He's athletic enough to play that position at this level. It's not his ultimate end game position as far as the pros, because I don't think with his lack of ideal length that he's going to stick at left tackle, but he's more going to be a guard type. He's a left tackle for now. And Will Fries, what do you think the odds are of him being your week one starter on the right side?
Man, if I had a dollar for every time I've gone back and forth on that, I'd have a lot of dollars.
$3.
Well, I'd have at least enough for a case of Labatt. I mean, I just can't decide whether Penn State wants to go with experience and the veteran in Chaz Wright, or, and this was something Penn State sort of tipped off down the stretch when Ryan Bates was hurt, that we're, you know, when he came back, Will Fries didn't move, and I couldn't figure out what exactly that meant. Now it makes me wonder if that means they want him. We talked about this last week. The coaching staff is never going to come out and say, we'd prefer this guy or that guy wins the job. However, you have to think that in a perfect world, Will Fries would run away with the job. And it's not anything against Chaz Wright. He's been really good when he's had been asked to play. But Fries is just a step above, I think, in terms of the athleticism, in terms of the length, in terms of all the things you want for a tackle. So to me, I would assume that the best case scenario would be Fries wins that job. And it's funny because we talk so much about center and about guard. And there's even questions about whether Steven Gonzalez, and he's not going anywhere, so let's not even go down that road. But he's talked about more than the fact that Penn State doesn't have a right tackle yet. It's interesting to me that throughout the preseason, that's been really ignored in a way topic. And maybe it's because those guys rotated so much last year that it's just sort of, you know, nonchalant to think they might do so again. But I think one has to win the job. If I'm setting betting odds, I'm going to say 60-40 Fries wins it. But I think Wright will do a lot to keep his name in the contention throughout camp.
There you go. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're previewing the 2018 season for Penn State. And when the season does begin, Labatt is giving away a pair of tickets to every home game that's starting with Appalachian State. You can enter to win by visiting one of these three great outlets: Beer Express in Harrisburg, Happy Valley Refreshment in Bowlesburg, or Express Beverage in Montoursville. We will pull the winner for the Appalachian State game on air later this week on the Keystone Kickoff Show. We will continue to do so for every home game of the year. From Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It was even better the second time, Greg.
It was. Imagine how they're going to taste later.
Oh, my. Let's talk about the specialists a little bit and this free-for-all, I would call it, at the kicker spot for now. And I don't know whether Jane Franklin's blowing smoke, but it sure seems like all four of these guys, all four freshman eligibility, Jake Pinniger, the only scholarship kid of the group, he's from the 2018 class, Rafael Chica, Vlad Hilling, Carson Landis, they're all equally, I guess, at this point in the running, and they've managed to put some pressure on each other, and they've managed, I think Penn State has really maybe upped the pressure that they feel in practice settings to try to see and separate here. At this point, the average fan, the average person sitting in front of a microphone right now doesn't have any idea, is this a good situation or a bad situation?
I will say this. We got to watch the end of practice, and Rafael Checa and I think it's Checa, maybe it's Chica. I don't know.
You probably know more
better than Washington, D.C. Walk-on kicker and Jake Pinniger. It was their turn. And don't read too much into who got the kick, because the practice before that, it was Justin Tobin and Vlad Hilling. So I think it's more James Franklin putting, not that, you know, 20 reporters standing around as a pressure environment or anything like that, but I think he's trying to roll through, you know, give, you know, these guys an opportunity to kick in some situations that are a little bit unique. It's not just typical practice. You know, there are people there, there's cameras filming and all that. So, you know, of that group, I thought Hilling was impressive. Pinninger missed his first kick and then drilled the next three. I think Cheka was perfect, if I'm not mistaken. So I don't doubt the fact that they're all kicking well. However, it's one thing to do it at Beavers, or I'm sorry, at the Lash Building outside, you know, with 20 reporters there, with the team there. James wasn't even doing his typical squirting water and throwing things at him as they're getting ready to kick. You know, the sort of the distraction things to try and recreate a stadium environment. But it's one thing to be able to do it there. It's a totally other to be able to do it in Beaver Stadium, or worse, you had a road environment when, you know, you have fans that are not your fit. You know, they don't like you screaming at you. So we'll see. Do I think Penn State's in a better spot at this position than maybe I assumed it would be? Yeah. Can you feel good about anything, though, until Appalachian State gets here? No, I don't think so.
You're at your best, by the way, when you're asking yourself questions and then answering them.
Yeah.
That's my favorite Greg Pickle, is the ask and answer. It's his own little mini Ask Greg session.
That's right.
This question comes from Greg Pickle. It's for Greg Pickle. Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting, and you know, at some point there's got to be a separation and go from equal opportunity for all four of these guys to separating and narrowing the scope of that competition. I suspect we'll hear something probably sooner than later, or maybe week one, whoever they throw out there is going to be the kicker. The return jobs, punt returner DeAndre Tompkins will get the vast, vast majority of this, and I think the coaches said something to the effect that we mentioned on the show a couple weeks ago, is that he's the best combination of consistency and safety with some upside there. And that's exactly what you're looking for from your punt returner. Somebody who you know is going to make the right read, who's going to catch the football, but then also when he does make the right read, has some room, can make some plays for you. That's DeAndre Tompkins. And it seems like that job's not going to change, even as his role as a receiver seems to grow a little bit.
So I could see Penn State using a couple of guys back there just based on what they do. So if you listen to Terry Smith talk last week, they might not want John Reed to return punts, but John Reed wants to return punts. So I could foresee a situation. Then you have a couple other guys like KJ Hamler and some others, who Matt Kippenhammer, who have done it in the past, Ricky Slade. I could see Penn State rotating guys based on what happens in the game. So if Tompkins catches two passes down the field for 90 yards on back, you know, or long gains on back-to-back series, yeah, you're going to want to give him a blow. If John Reed is really active in a few series, you're probably going to want to give him a blow. I think it's going to be about rep management. I don't think you're going to see one guy back there consistently. I could very well be wrong. I've been wrong before, but I think you're going to see some rotation back there to start the 2018 season.
Quick thought on kick returns. Who you got?
I'll go with, I guess, Ricky Slade would be my leader in the clubhouse. Miles Sanders, I think, will be back there as well. Juan Johnson was catching kicks in practice the other day. We'll see how that works out.
Biggest kick returner in the Big Ten, I suspect.
Since Gerald Hodges returned punts.
Oh, boy. I think that's a bad comparison. Not one that nobody wants to hear. Moving on. Ask Greg, the real Ask Greg, is coming up after this. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't-do-this-anywhere-but Pennsylvania summer. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light Special Loving Pennsylvania cans, celebrating Pennsylvania's top spots. And stop by Beer Express, 4949 Queen Street in Harrisburg, for your chance to enter to win Labatt's tickets for the Appalachian State game. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light.